my desi people, and welcome to Bali Talk with Why Mini Designs, a podcast where we talk about anything and everything, you know it, Bollywood. Today I'm here with Swatna Lal.
Hello.
And we will be discussing the future of Bollywood music, what we think will be happening soon, or what we already know is going on right now. And we're going to start off with one topic: how Bollywood is sort of becoming like Hollywood.
So I've noticed recently, like back in the days, there used to be specific songs that are written for specific scenes in movies. Whereas nowadays, songs are like an afterthought. They're just being grabbed from like artists, like albums and singles. Like, for example, a lot of Punjabi music.
Yeah.
Like,
and then they'll just make a remake of it, just add it with Bollywood singers.
Yeah, that too. Like, they just remix it a little bit and make it their own and put it into Bollywood. Even a lot of South Indian music is getting like remade into decent Bollywood songs, mm-hmm. and they're really taking off. Like recently, like that Nacho song from RRR. Nacho, 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 nacho.
The demo version was Natu. I think demo South Indian.
And like Sami. And like Sunidhi Chauhan came back to sing that after like
so many years.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. Like, all these like artists, well, back in the days, there used to be like, you know, one, like a few go-to singers, like Lata Mangeshkar, Kishore, and like Kishore Kumar and all of them. Like, they were just like the select few,
like top four or five, that sing all the songs.
And then like later on, it came out to like the 90s era. So for example, like Shan, Sonu Nigam, Sunidhi Chauhan, Shreya Ghoshal, and like there was no like ins for everyone else.
Yeah.
But then nowadays, it's like anyone can sing.
You have so many options.
Just anyone and everyone can sing. They use auto-tune. Actors can sing nowadays.
And I think back in the day, the music directors would make songs according to specific singers, singing wise, singing skills. But now it's like, I'll make the song and I'll just find someone that can sing it, because there's so many options now, which is good in a way.
Yeah, because I mean, now there's with singing like shows like Indian Idol and Sarigama Pa and like all this other stuff that we don't even know about that's happening in India. There's so much talent out there, I've got to say. Like how they write specific songs for the scenes in movies, like for example, Ahmed Akbar Anthony, and like Mumbai se aaya mera dost, dost ko salam karo, and that one, Mito raste se ja raha tha. Yeah, so like they actually made those songs
for
the scenes, in the movie. Whereas nowadays it's just like
terrible. Now it's just like fit it somewhere.
Yeah. Or at the end.
Right. At the end, oh my god, true.
Like, thing, it came on at the end. Like, what does that have to do with the movie? I was so actually confused at one point, because at that time, Chandigarh Kare Aashiqui was also coming out.
Yes.
And I thought it was from that movie, and yeah.
No, oh god. This is original.
Yeah, because at one point, all the remixes were coming out, right? But also, the non-conventional way to become famous now is TikTok.
I love TikTok.
Of course you do. Follow Why Mini Designs. So for example, looking at that Kacha Badam guy and how he became famous.
Oh my god, that guy's living his life now.
Yeah, so that video, well, actually, I think it was initially on YouTube.
Oh.
Someone recorded him in the village selling peanuts.
Yeah.
And so he made up his own songs. He has like more than one. Like Kacha Badam's not his only one.
He has more songs?
Yeah, so he has quite a few. And then he recorded them, put it on YouTube. And then since TikTok is all about the dances, some girl from India decided to make a dance on it, the hook step on it. And that's when it kicked off.
And then he has his own music video now.
With some rapper and some singer.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? You just casually
selling your
peanuts.
Your
badam.
Yeah, peanuts.
And then all of a sudden you're, I want to say multi-millionaire, but probably not. You got a couple of more bucks in your bank.
That's the thing. So then like there's so many, like, I mean, well, he's actually a decent singer, but then there's other people that can't sing that yeah. have made it into Bollywood thanks to like auto-tune and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Are we gonna call names? Sonakshi. She's already in the Bollywood, but
well, Priyanka Chopra then as well.
Yeah,
I mean she's okay, but
in the director though she did good.
Mm. But then we don't know how much of that is like auto-tune. We don't know the original.
Didn't sound as much compared to her like Hollywood songs that I'm feeling so exhausted right now.
Pitbull, how did she get Pitbull?
How did she get Pitbull? Yeah. My God, like, can you imagine? Before Bacha, an actual rapper, Priyanka Chopra made it with Pitbull.
Pitbull. But also, before all of these, our, like, Indian guy that actually made it was Jay Sean.
I love that.
Like, Jay yeah. Sean actually made it, being an Indian guy, like, just singing. Like, he would make songs with, like, the Desi mix into it.
His, like, I think his first Bollywood song was, is it One Night?
And it has like Chura Liya Hai, tumne, or is it Dil Ka Churana, whatever in it? Dil Ka Churana. And the,
it was only one night. Oh my God, I'm going blank with the lyrics.
It was only one night. Dil Ka Churana. Yeah.
Mean vibes, mean song. I still listen to it.
Yeah, Jay yeah. Sean's the man.
I don't know why I can't remember the lyrics. But, sorry, Jay Sean.
But also, he's becoming like a thing now because of TikTok.
Yes, and he's making a comeback. And now, before, I don't think he ever used to do songs with Hindi lyrics in it, like where he sings it himself.
Right.
But now he's starting to, and it went viral on TikTok.
Like, oh, what song is this? Oh, like he has a new song coming up or something.
No, he had a song.
But also, he has he came on TikTok after his song "Ride It" went viral because that DJ remixed it.
Yes.
And then he was like, "Oh, everyone knows me now again."
Again.
So I better jump on this. Yeah, and then now he does like videos with his daughter, like yeah, singing "Kuch Kuch Hota Hai" and stuff.
Makes actual TikTok so videos. Cute. I mean, if we're talking about Hollywood and Bollywood, we should mention how Akshay Kumar got Snoop Dogg to come and sing as King.
Oh yes, and Akon yeah. and Rawan.
Akon and Rawan.
Yeah,
and then there was Kylie Minogue and Tiggy Wiggy, which is actually again.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then this was a Canadian movie, but Ludacris and Akshay Kumar Shera the Gomba Punjabi.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, but I was like, Ludacris too? Akshay Kumar with three Hollywood people. And even in Kambaktish, Denise Richards wasn't it. And now that Basha's doing like a song with Jay Belvin.
Yeah.
And he's actually signed. Did you see my TikTok?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's actually signed for this company to actually.
So he's gonna have more music coming up. Yeah.
With other people. Can you imagine who he's making songs with?
Yeah. That's going to really kick off for India.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Oh, and also the TikTok influence for hook steps actually being used in like albums and songs and stuff nowadays. I don't know, but I've seen like But I've like seen like a couple like they actually take the TikTok move that was there and put it in the song.
Oh.
After like it's gone famous and stuff,
I've seen like Hollywood people do it. Like Doja Cat has a few.
Oh, maybe
times.
It was Hollywood. Whoops. Doja Cat's like Indian as fuck.
Well, to be fair, TikTok is banned in India.
Oh yeah, they have their own thing. It's called like MX something. Oh. Yeah.
I know they post a lot on Reels.
Yeah, on Insta.
Yeah, so like Jenny Lea did, and Videsh moved from TikTok being famous on TikTok to Reels now. But yeah, if they have another one. I don't get why it was banned anyway.
Because it's Chinese? Is it Chinese?
Is it?
Oh, something.
Or
like
oh, no,
it,
I think it is Chinese, I think. Because it wasn't going to be banned in America, too. Donald Trump was going to ban it. Oh.
Yeah.
Since we're on the topic of, like, Bollywood future, what if later on, the years down the road, we won't even need actual singers? Like, now that actors, like in Hollywood especially,
I was gonna say in Hollywood that's what happens.
Yeah, the actors sing themselves, and now that we're openly kind of accepting actors and actresses that sing, what if that's the thing now?
Yeah, so for example, singers that sing.
Yeah, that would be like, oh, my top one is Pariniti.
Yeah, Pariniti can sing.
Pariniti, I don't care what anyone says.
She good. She's good. Good. Alia Bhatt can sing.
Alright.
Dara Sutaria can sing.
Oh, she's so good too. Fun fact, she's an opera singer.
She's She's a Disney actress from back in the days.
Yeah. And then there's Shraddha Kapoor that can sing as well.
She's good. Too. Well, apparently Tiger Shroff singing. Haven't heard it yet, but Hirobanti too, everyone. Let us know.
He actually sang in one of the Kapoor Sharma Show interviews once. It wasn't that bad. He was good, but he's just very nervous.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
He's good, yes. He's got a nice voice. Don't know about, like, song level voice, but definitely a good shower singer.
Shower singer.
Who else is there? Oh my god, the Khurana brothers, Apar Shakti.
Oh, yes, Ayushmann Khurana.
So good.
Ayushmann's OG singer. Because he sang in Vicky Donut, like his first movie, right? So that's what happens in Hollywood.
Yeah, and I don't mind him singing because he came out as a singer before he became an actor. And even Apar Shakti is really good. Have you heard his song?
Yeah. You sent it to me.
I did.
Listen to this. Whoa, okay, calm down.
It was really good. And then there's a lot. Oh my god, let's not even include Sonakshi Sinha in this because
she's alright.
No, she's not even alright. She's kind of
sick. Yeah. didn't want to say that. I'm
gonna get hate from her.
Yeah, like Preka Chopra's alright.
Yeah, she's alright. She married Nick. You go, girl.
Oh yeah, like he can sing.
he can sing.
Does he want to do a Bollywood movie? I mean, we'll have that.
Can you imagine? He comes in a Bollywood song. He does a Bollywood song. Oh my god.
He should. It'd be cool.
That'd be cool in one of our movies.
Yeah. Okay, but how about Bollywood music making a comeback with like classical or folk music touches?
The few that's. Which one's
the folk? So, for example, like Lamborghini Chalai Jaane. So that's like based on like a really old like folk Punjabi shadi song that they sing the tune of, and then so it's really catchy. So then they made it into like a modern pop song.
Yeah, modernizing it, everything.
Yeah, and like other like all these like classical shadi numbers, like for example, like In Badhai Do and like Sweetheart from what's that, Sushant?
Oh yeah, Sushant one.
Kedarnath. Yeah. So that's like got that shadi classical touch, and like Badhai Do has that song as well.
Which one's the Badhai Do one? I just watched it recently. I just can't remember.
It's the shadi like influenced music. Because like right now in Bollywood there isn't much of like they're really modernizing their songs.
Yeah.
So I've noticed when they do have like a few classical
old folk kind of
songs as well, they do really well. Yeah. Or even just straight up classical, like Ghar More Pardesia and Dholida and stuff. Those Garba songs.
Nice, yeah.
They also tend to do really well because people are looking for something different to listen to, not the same EDM and all that stuff that's happening.
I think those songs do exceptionally well compared to normal songs these days because it's like the origin
that's what Bollywood is, Indian culture
Indian culture is. It's like traditional music.
Yeah,
now it's like very rarely those type of songs comes out, only until like Sanjay Leela Bhansali is doing a movie.
Not true.
And it's like, oh, finally we get four songs.
Yeah,
or like two actually.
I mean, but even those like South songs.
Yeah.
So like Sami and the Chaka Chak.
Yeah. Chaka Chak was good. That was like a mellow. That
Sriyagosa.
I lost the trail of what I was trying to say. I was gonna compare. It was like Chaka Chak is similar to Ravi Rathod. But yeah, you get what I'm saying. Like it's like the similar tone.
How like Shreya Ghoshal and stuff, like she literally had one song that year. Chaka Chak was like her only song last year, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because she had like last year or this year.
Last year, end of the year, December. She didn't have any songs throughout the year, and she had like that literally just one.
Oh wow! I think it's because she did have a child.
Yeah. Mm. But like still, that shows like, and Sunidhi Chauhan coming back from like.
Yeah, Sunidhi Chauhan, and I feel like Shan hasn't released a song in so long too.
But they don't get songs, that's the thing.
Yeah.
They don't get songs anymore.
Now that there's so many options, like we said before. The great singers. I'm surprised Sonu Nigam is still hanging in there, actually.
Sonu Nigam. Yeah, I mean, he had an acting career once upon a time. Johnny the Schmuck. Let's not bring that out. For Bollywood having their like mushy music, like how there's like an abundance of like ma songs out there.
Yeah, a lot.
Meri ma.
Like, so in the future, you want to see more Papa songs?
There's like literally only like two Papa songs out there. So like Papa keep the and like that one which Thing sang when he was little. What's
Aditya
Narayan? Aditya Narayan. When he was little, what was the song?
Papa.
Yeah.
Papa. Did he sing that?
Oh wait. No. He sang the. Oh my god! What's the song he sang? It's a Papa song though.
Papa
kehte hain bada naam karega. Oh, is it? Okay. Anyways, yeah. Yeah, there's literally there's literally two, three songs, like a handful. And then Ma is like everything. There's so many Ma songs. My Teri Chunar, for example.
Oh my god, yeah.
And they're all so like emotional.
Very. Nothing is like.
Yeah, there's a joyful one. Is there like a Happy Mom song?
Papa Ki Pari Hume is like a happy song.
Yeah, the Papa songs are fine.
The Ma songs are like, I'm gonna depress you till you cry.
Yeah. I mean, the only sad Papa song would be like that one. That's Sonu Nigam, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
But then that also talks about Mom, I think, in there as well.
Yeah.
It's a general parent song.
Yeah, it's general parent song. And then that one from Hum Saath Saath Hain.
Oh, yes, Bhagwan something.
Yeah.
But that's, that's
a parent song too.
Yeah. Well, there's loads of parent. I mean, there's lots of like relationship, like depressing. I mean, make you feel bad. Like movies like Bhagwan and.
Oh my god! Let's not even talk about Bhagwan.
And yeah, like kabhi khushi kabhi gham and apne to apne hote hai. Bollywood really knows how to pull on the heartstrings.
That's it for today's podcast. Thank you so much for listening to us, and thank you so much, Swatna, for coming on board and helping me with my first episode. If you enjoyed this podcast and want to show me support, head on over to my podcast page on my website and click the link to become a Patreon member and to win some goodies. Thank you so much once again to everyone for joining me on this first podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'm so excited for you guys to listen to the rest of the episodes. So yeah. I don't know how to sign out, so I guess this is me signing out. Take care, Bolly Nerds.